It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I appreciate you. We appreciate you. We'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This is a 4-hour show. It gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. So if you're just tuning in, where you been? You just getting off of work? Just leaving the house? Did you just make it home? Or you just outside making that money? Shout out to all the delivery drivers out there. You delivering food? I have a story about that. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, before I get to my story, we got so much more to do. We've already done a lot. Thank you so much to NFL legend, former Charger, former Bill Sean Merriman for coming through to join us. All pro this, Pro Bowl that. We got Johnny Damon coming up this hour. Got Kenny the Jet Smith joining later in the show. Talked about those Yankee fans that got banned from the game tonight. Yankees back in action. Game 5 of the World Series. They stay alive last night, knocking off the Dodgers 11-4. The Dodgers are trying to knock them off again tonight. Gerrit Cole on the mound against Jack Flaherty. And so we'll get first pitch in a little more than an hour from now. Of course, we'll keep you up to date on the World Series as the Dodgers are trying to win championship number 8. And the New York Yankees, they are still trying to fight. We'll talk to Johnny Damon about that. Right before we went to break, talked about Jameson Williams potentially in trouble again. There's an investigation going on in Metropolitan Detroit about Jameson Williams being let off after he was pulled over with an unlicensed, unregistered gun in his vehicle. And so he's being investigated, and so is the officer and or officers who said, let him go. Jameson Williams, I might remind you, is currently suspended in 2 games for violating the NFL's performance-enhancing substances policy. What can I say? The Lions are 6-1. I don't know how many more suspensions they can deal with this man, but I think unless he fails another drug test, this will probably be it for the season. If you want to communicate, you want to holler at me, you want to talk to the country, North America, you can. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM 158. And a smart speaker. Thank you so much to Ryan Hickey as well. You know, as we talked about Jameson Williams, I did ask Merriman about Anthony Richardson and being tired. He said, yeah, that's a no-no. You can't do it. We also talked about Trayvon Diggs, who I got to give credit to. He gave a little bit of an apology today, you know, less than what he said while he spoke to Michael Parsons while he was trying to defend himself. Trayvon Hickey, tell me, does this sound like an apology to you from Diggs? I shouldn't have reacted the way I reacted. I apologize for that. Most of it caught me at the right time. I guess he's referring to when he was recorded. And then he decided to explain, you know, what the play was and that, yeah, he's not the best tackler, but he, you know, he did what he needed to do. He was the last line of defense, so. Half-hearted apology, right?
Very much so. Yeah. There's no learning from that, and there's no, I won't let that happen again.
Yeah, Scott, he'll yell at somebody again, maybe one day. No, maybe not. It's just, he did what he had to do so he could be left alone. But ultimately, yeah, that's a half-hearted apology. Not genuine. I'd give it to you that way. Maybe the Dallas Cowboys should apologize to their fans, but that's a, it's a different question. Oh, yeah, with everything that we have going on so far in the show, in an hour from now, I'm also going to be sharing with you a new top 6 list. We're going to take a look at some of the biggest quarterback disappointments this season. So we got that coming in an hour from now. Kenny the Jet Smith after that and Johnny Damon this hour. But another update we got today, not on the Dallas Cowboys, but on the Indianapolis Colts. Anthony Richardson spoke today. Days ago, Sunday, after letting everybody know the reason why he wanted out and off of a play was because he was tired. after being criticized and chastised, not just by his own teammates, but by the media, after being benched, Anthony Richardson spoke with the media today. And let's listen to this. Anthony Richardson, he gave his reaction to being benched for 39-year-old Joe Flacco. Listen to this.
It hurts. As a competitor, you know, definitely don't want to be told that, you know, you're not the guy anymore, you know, for the upcoming week. But, you know, it's all good. I'm using this moment as an opportunity to grow and just learn from my mistakes.
Would you do anything differently with the tap out play or say anything differently about it?
You know, regarding that play, you know I can't do that as a leader, you know, especially as a quarterback of this team, and especially just as a football player in general. You know, I can't necessarily just bring myself out of the game like that, especially in key moments like that. But, you know, you live and you learn. You just got to, you know, grow from it.
Ooh, it hurts. That's what he said. He said it hurts. He's a competitor. Well, if he was competing that much, he might still have a job because he wouldn't get tired. What does his head coach think about that? Shane Steichen. This is what he said when he was asked whether or not we will see Anthony Richardson be the quarterback starting for the Colts again.
I can't predict that, but I'm not losing faith in that. I promise you that.
You got a plan?
I can't predict the future, but I mean, that would be great. We'll see. I think he just needs to keep developing and growing as a professional. And obviously just every little thing, you know, all the little things, details, all those little things, we go through that. I mean, he's a young player. I think he's the second youngest, you know, player in the league at the position. And just keep developing.
Oh, okay. All right. Hickey, does that make you feel better a little bit? I mean, you feel you still have some, you have optimistic bones in your body left that he might turn things around. Does that comment by Steichen make you feel better that he's basically a quarterback baby?
Not at all.
Oh, damn.
Makes me actually feel worse.
Oh, boy.
I mean, he said it without saying it. They have given up on him.
Oh, no.
JR, he's not played. He needs to play. He hasn't played. He barely played in college, has not played in the NFL at all. And they're going to sit here and tell you, oh, he needs to sit more in order to develop.
Oh, wow.
That is a nice way of saying his time in Indy is done.
Oh, damn.
Do you disagree?
A fourth round pick from last year?
And only starting 10 games in his career. I think it's way too early. I think they're making a mistake. But I can't sit here and hear what he says of, I can't predict the, you know, given the coach speak, I can't predict the future. He just got to, you know, we'll see. That tells you right there. Unless Joe Flacco gets hurt. And even then, even if like he plays again this year, it seems like they have just lost faith and hope that he could ever turn it around.
Well, I mean, it's the completion percentage for me. It's not even so much the touchdown to interception ratio that this year stands for 4 touchdowns to 7 interceptions. He can't complete 50% of his passes? Like, what is he looking at? Nothing good? I don't have to throw an NFL football to know that that is just awful. Like, that's not something a starting quarterback in the league is going to have. And here's, I don't want to say why I feel optimistic, and I heard Shane Steichen. We all just heard Shane Steichen. I don't feel so down because, granted, Joe Flacco is not running around anywhere. He's 39 years old. He has not taken a foot outside of that pocket. Hickey, do you think he's going to last the rest of the season? He's not going to be not a game that he has to pick up on. I think we'll see Anthony Richardson again before the season is up.
I mean, Joe Flacco is durable. He doesn't run around. He gets the ball out quick. I mean, the Colts offensive line is solid. They have some injuries, but like I don't think he'll be under fire the way, let's say, Jacoby Brissett and Drake May have been under fire in New England.
Oh, man, one guy, poor guy's concussed.
<You're>
Drake
right.
May, poor guy.
Poor guy is right. I think there's a chance he finishes out the year.
Wow. Yeah, it wouldn't shock me. I expect it, but I still think there's a chance that we'll see Anthony Richardson before the year is up. And Shane Steichen, he continued to kind of beat down on that point. He's just like, is he going to be the starter? We don't know. I can't predict the future. And then on a weird way, he says that he needs reps to grow, but then he's not playing. Coach, explain this.
Yeah, that's a great question. I know I said that, and, you know, things change there. So I think right now, sitting back and seeing a veteran that's done it at a high level for a long time, you can develop that way as well. And continue to go through that process and learn.
Well, Coach, the fact that he took a play off Did that put the final nail in the coffin? Did it?
It didn't. I mean, he knows that he can't do that in that situation. You know, that's part of the growth and the development process that we go through. And again, I just, you know, I think Joe gives us the best chance right now going forward.
It's true. He does. Joe Flacco knows how to play quarterback. It's just a matter of how much gas he has left in the tank. He certainly had some last year as he helped the Cleveland Browns get into the postseason. Nobody expected that. Hickey, isn't it kind of pathetic that the Browns got what the Jets thought that they were going to get? A quarterback who can take them into the postseason with a great defense, and the Jets just kind of fell flat.
It is very ironic. It's very funny. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And yeah, that, when you put it that way, yeah, it really is funny. Then the Browns of all teams can get that, and the Jets can't, I mean, seemingly figure out how to even just win two games in a row at this point, with no matter who's quarterback.
Well, now the Browns and the Jets are both screwed. So maybe they're even. You know, who knows? The Jets have some miraculous run coming their way. Speaking of hilarious, you want to know how Anthony Richardson found out about his benching? Did they call him? Did they text him? Did they email him? Did they say, come to the office? Like, how the hell did he find out that his job is probably gone for the whole season? He was asked how he found out about getting the boot to the bench.
He just told me that they were going to go with Joe, you know, and that was that. And, you know, I just had to, you know, just take the information and just, you know, just grow.
Did he explain why?
No, not necessarily.
Oh, but Hickey, wouldn't you expect not necessarily? What does that mean? Why is there ambiguity here? Why can't he didn't get a clear answer? And was it not clear to him why he's being benched? Does he need an answer? What's going on with the Colts?
That's a great question. I mean, unless it's so, I mean, well, I guess it is painfully obvious. You suck right now. That's why you're on the bench. Like, does it have to be said? I don't know. I mean, I still would like it to be said, right? Just explain this is why you, I mean, how about this? Explain what you need to do better. Here's what you're not doing. Here's what you need to be doing. Here's how you can be doing it. And here is in the next few weeks or months when you are not playing, here's what you should be practicing.
Oh, boy.
I am assuming, and maybe I'm just going to go, I'm going to pray at this point, JR, that that was communicated and was said at some point. But, what? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know why. Hey, you're being benched. We're gonna play Joe. We think you need to improve your accuracy. The locker room does not appreciate you taking a playoff. It showcases that you're not, at this point, ready to be a leader. And so Joe is going to lead the team forward until an opportunity presents itself for you. Done. Do I need to be the Hickey? I don't know an X from an O, but do I need to be the coach?
You can maybe be the PR specialist.
Yeah, I should do that. I should.
A lot of teams need that, by the way.
Players will get sick of me, Hickey. They won't hear that.
Well, that's, I think, if anything, that's a good sign of what you're capable of doing. Because guess what? If Trayvon Diggs was sick of hearing what you were saying, maybe he would have taken your advice, and instead of going after a reporter, he would have just sat in his locker, answered the questions, moved on.
Man, I needed to get a degree in psychology. What the hell am I standing here for? I should have been a sports psychologist. I would have told all these, man, just put your phone down, man. Stop being a loser. Why you care about this guy? Just put your phone down. Everybody, you can't play football like me. You can't play. What are you talking about? Just put your phone down and stop complaining. Everybody got to complain about something. Hey, how about this? Congratulations to this guy. It looks like Bryce Young he's going to keep his job, right? Looks like the Carolina Panthers are going to stick with him as their starting quarterback. You know, Andy Dalton had that little, not a little, I don't know how sprained it is, not my thumb. Sprained his thumb in a car accident. And Bryce Young, it looks like he's going to keep his job against the Saints. And for the Saints, how about this? It looks like Derek Carr is on his way back. Hickey, look at this. It's the return of the bad QBs.
Back like we never left.
Yeah, and Derek Carr, not a bad QB, but ain't nobody think about him. Sorry. Good luck to him. It's the JR Sportbury Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we got to get into some Yankees. This is a team that's going to be in action. First pitch is about an hour away, a little less than an hour from now. as the Yankees try to stay alive. We're going to hunt down and see where a former New York Yankee and Red Sox is. His name is Johnny Damon. Yeah, multiple-time World Series champion with both the Red Sox and the Yankees. Get his thoughts on this series, the Yankees staying alive, the current state of the game. And then Johnny has something that he wants to share as well. It's the JR Sport B Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I got something to... Whoa, I can't talk. I have something to share as well. Here it is. I learned how to speak. Football season is heating up, and Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action while watching football. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. The app is really simple to use. Pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money. Prize Picks even invented the flex play, so you can still cash out if one of your picks doesn't hit. And don't pick Jameson Williams. Go for Amon-Ra St. Brown. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code JR and get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That's code JR on Prize Picks to get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states where it is lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Coast to coast is being represented tonight. Again, game five of the World Series. We got the Dodgers in the Bronx, New York. Dodgers are trying to wipe out the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees are trying to stretch out their season and go back to Los Angeles. The New York Yankees are trying to bounce back from a 3-0 deficit, an 0-3 deficit. And joining us right now is someone who is very familiar with that. He is a multiple-time MLB All-Star. He's a multiple-time World Series champion, winning with the Red Sox, who overcame a deficit, and New York Yankees. And he also has something that is a benefit to children. We're going to find out about it. It's Johnny Damon. Johnny, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me. It's been a wonderful day here.
It was great to have you on. I know a wonderful day for New York Yankee fans as they have stretched this out just a little bit. What are your thoughts when you watch the game on why the Yankees outside of last night have had difficulty scoring runs?
Well, I mean, that guy standing 60 feet, 6 inches away, never wants to give up an inch. The pitching has been tough. And when Aaron Judge isn't hitting, your offense is not flowing. But there were some great things we saw yesterday. I'm glad they broke it open so they could relax a little bit, because I know they're grinding. I know what it's like to be down 3-0. I know that every single moment of the game matters, whether or not it's an error, backing up a base, whatnot. Every single thing matters. And they came out, they brought their A game, and I have a good feeling about this game tonight. Hopefully they can win number two.
All right. Major League Baseball legend Johnny Damon is joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show. When you take a look at the Yankees and the pressure that they're under, they haven't won a championship since you were in the pinstripes in 2009. It feels like yesterday. What is that experience like playing in New York? We saw what the fans are like. Last night, a fan tried to rip a ball out of Mookie Betts' glove.
Yeah, that was fantastic. I don't think I've ever seen that before, and it was very funny. I was just chilling watching the game with one of my friends, and we both just started giggling. It was comical, but the fans are incredible, and it has been 15 years, and because I helped break the curse of the Bambino, like, if they don't win soon, there's going to be a curse of Johnny Damon, but I want them to win. That's my whole thing. I want the Yankees to win. They were so great to me and my family, and let's hope we're winning on game number two.
Oh, Johnny, man, you kind of turned the tide. At one point in time, you weren't loved by the Yankees. The Yankees and their fans hated you. You were on that Red Sox team that ultimately won a World Series. Y'all were the team that only one that came back from an ALCS and being down 0-3. When you're in that position like the Yankees are now, did you guys even talk about it? I mean, everybody in the locker room knows it, but when you were Red Sox, how did y'all deal with that?
Well, we definitely joked a lot. We all said we weren't ready to pick our kids up from school or drop them off. We were like just ready to continue to play. And, you know, Kevin Millar is the absolute best. He made us all do shots of Jack Daniels before game four. And then we ended up doing it before every game, and we won eight straight. So something has to happen. I'm not condoning that. But the Yankees came out big last night, and I feel, especially with Garrett Cole going, it's a special pitcher.
Okay, so Johnny Damon is not saying for Garrett Cole and you know, Aaron Judge to have shots of Jack tonight. That's not your advice.
Yeah, it's not my advice, but we're not in the clubhouse. So whatever they do, I say bring your A-game. Go to drinkagame.com. That's my hydration drink, no artificial flavors, coloring, and no forever chemicals. So we are clean. We work. It tastes great. And you always have to bring your A game for every single thing that you do, just like I did for the 09 Yankees.
Well, let me ask you about A game, Johnny, because we see that there's so many different hydration options that exist that are out there. And this is something that you really want younger people to kind of latch onto as well, because they probably don't take care of their bodies as well, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Back in 2012, it was a very hot summer in Central Florida. We had a lot of kids who were dehydrated, and we lost a couple of these kids. They died. We feel like it was, you know, the coach could have said, keep running, and when it's hot, anything can happen. But we wanted to make sure that we put the right ingredients in a human body, and it actually works. A lot of the stuff, they make it sound good. Our drink is the best, and I always bring my A game. So everyone check it out, drinkagame.com.
And MLB legend Johnny Damon is here with us. When you talk about younger people and their development in the game of baseball, you have seen the changes from when you played as a kid up until now. How do you feel about the development at the lower levels and how it affects big leaguers when they finally get to the top?
Yeah, well, we are seeing a lot more injuries in the game right now, and because you have to be very committed to play this game, and now it's become a year-round sport, and I feel like that's bad for the kids coming up. I feel like it's bad for Major League Baseball players. When I played ball, I pretty much got ready in February. I made sure my body rested. I never got hurt. You know, I dislocated my shoulder one day. I only missed 10 games and only one time on the DL in 18 years. But I think kids need to take a break or experience other sports so their body knows how to react in all different kinds of situations. I think the movement is very important. And, yeah, so take care of your body as a kid. You're going to get stronger. And I know they're pushing all these leagues and all that stuff. I think it's great. You have friends forever. Like, my little league buddies, we're still best friends. But, you know, we did take a break. Once I got to high school, that's when I started playing year-round baseball. You know, spring, summer, and fall, never during the winter, especially for people up north, during the winter.
Oh, we don't want that freezing outside.
It's awful.
Two-time World Series champ Johnny Damon is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, Coast to Coast. That's from a physical development standpoint. When you look at Major League Baseball, even at the minor league level, they're really starting to take a look at technological advancements that they could utilize. So, umpires aided by, you know, robot eyes and what have you. Yep. What are your thoughts on where the game might go there?
Well, if they're going off of robot eyes, we need to make sure it's accurate at home, because there's a lot of times we see pitches and we're like, oh, damn, that looks like a strike. And it's called a ball, and you're sitting at home going, well, this changes the outcome of the at bat and possibly the outcome of the game. So, if they're going to go robots, let's do it. I know I love having the umpires and having to argue with them for them messing up and us always thinking that we are right. And so I love these umpires. Joe West is a great friend of mine. And all the umpires were great friends of mine. But if they're going to show that on TV all the time, you probably don't need. Just have the computer call it. But I would rather them take it off the TV and let the umpires do their thing.
Hmm.
We knew certain umpires who had big strike zones, so you knew you were going to swing the bat, and it was going to be a quick game, and you knew which umpires were good, which umpires were bad, which umpires were fair, and which umpires you have to shut your mouth with. So I love that, and I would love them to take that off because, I mean, Maddux was very successful because he was a smart pitcher. He started on the outside corner, and then it kept going further and further out, and the umpire, like, loved it. He's throwing strike one. What the young kids tended to do in my era, they started off throwing a ball, then they had to keep coming across the middle of the plate, and that's when damage happened. So, yeah.
Yeah, Johnny Damon is here with us. Johnny, as we start to wrap things up, you talk about the strike zone. We have the two biggest stars, the guys who are probably going to be MVPs in their respective leagues, Shohei Ohtani and then also Aaron Judge. They've both been struggling here in the World Series. And you've played, you yourself, ridiculously clutch. You played with David Ortiz, Alex Rodriguez, Derek Jeter, Manny Rodriguez. We can go down the line.
Yeah.
What separates just the mentality from being able to do it or not? We know hitting a baseball is hard, but some guys just always seem to do it in the big spots.
Well, both the Yankees and Dodgers went into the series saying, do not let Aaron Judge beat you. Do not let Ohtani beat you. So they're not getting the best pitches, and then there's that thought process that you're like, okay, are they pitching around me? Or are they going to give me a pitch to hit? So there's a lot going on. I wish I could say it was easy and those guys should be crushing the ball, but they're doing a great job trying to keep them off balance, and that's the way the game works. And, you know, there's still hopefully three more games to go, and I know the whole world wants to see three more games, so let's hope the Yankees get it tonight, and then we'll see what happens. It's going to be fun to watch.
Hey, Johnny, are you going to come back to try to get one of those Juan Soto contracts?
Man, I would love to, man. But, you know, I got to blame my parents for having me a little too late. But I turn 51 next week, and on Election Day, and I only want one thing. And so let's hope for a great birthday for me.
Hey, listen, happy almost birthday, Johnny Damon, November 5th. Tell us one more time where they can find out more information about A-Game and keeping up and drinking it.
Yeah, go to drinkagame.com. Bo Jackson's on my team. I have Tyler Adams. I have a plethora of star power, and there's a lot of great news happening soon. Very clean, and you always have to bring your A-Game every single moment of every single day.
Hey, Johnny, appreciate the time. Enjoy the game tonight. Let's go, Yankees, and all the best to you, okay? Thank you, Johnny.
Let's go, Yankees.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And thank you so much to Major League Baseball legend, two-time World Series champ with the Red Sox and the Yankees, Johnny Damon, for joining us. Yeah, go ahead and drink a game. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more pressure, this time on the gridiron. We talked about it a little yesterday. It's time to take a look at The Ohio State University and Penn State, because I think their coaches, they are both feeling some pressure.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you so much. Former Red Sox, former Yankee, All-Star, champion, all of this stuff. Thank you, Johnny Damon, for joining us in the last break. If you missed the conversation, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. He is rooting for the New York Yankees. He says the Yankees treated him so well during his time there. He was on the last. This is still crazy to believe. Now you can put it into perspective. Johnny Damon was on that last New York Yankees team that won a World Series in 2009. He was on that team. A.J. Burnett was on that team. Nick Swisher, was on that team. These are guys who are just, like, they're throwing out first pitches right now. They're so far out of the game. Thank you to Johnny Damon. Good luck to him in his A-game drink. Go ahead, drinkagame.com. Thank you again to Johnny Damon. You missed the conversation at Rewind on the free Odyssey app. He also broke down how difficult it is, and, you know, playing in New York, playing in Boston, and the pressure that is bestowed upon you. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. The New York Yankees have their backs up against the wall tonight. If they lose, they're eliminated. If they lose, they're eliminated. If they lose, they're eliminated. That's just what it boils down to at this point in time. I'm going to continue to talk pressure. I'm going to get to the phone calls, your phone calls. And then at the top of the hour, it's Wednesday. I do this every Wednesday. I bring you a new top six list. And today, we're going to take a look at the biggest quarterback disappointments in the NFL. It's a new top six list. Which quarterbacks have just underwhelmed? Well, we'll talk about it at the top of the hour. And Kenny the Jet Smith, you thought we were done? We had Sean Merriman, and then we just spoke to Johnny Damon. Kenny the Jet Smith is coming through later on in the show as well. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Lee is here from Cincinnati. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Lee?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, JR. I just want to talk about the National College Playoff, because there's one team that I don't think is getting their just dues that I think is probably going to take it all, to be quite honest with you, and that's Penn State, man. Why is nobody talking about them with the possibility of winning the national championship? You hear about Oregon. You hear about teams from the Southeast of Conference even have two losses. You hear about Ohio State. But I think Penn State, and that Ohio State's going to come to Beaver Stadium this coming weekend, and I think Penn State's going to take care of them because they're in – Penn State has a great team that nobody's talking about. You know, they're
– Well, first of all, their quarterback is currently busted up with a knee injury. We don't know if he's going to play. Historically speaking, when you think about Penn State, they're pretty much third place historically between Michigan and Ohio State. And so they'll have an opportunity and a chance to make some noise. But I think given the success of both Michigan and Ohio in the Big Ten, why would people be jumping up and running around and screaming about Penn State?
Well, no, I understand what you're saying, but they're undefeated right now, you know, and they've got, let's face it, after Ohio State, they've got Washington, Purdue, Minnesota, and Maryland. If they beat Ohio State, they're going to go undefeated. But I think even if they lose to Ohio State, the same way that Ohio State lost to Oregon, I still think they're going to make the National College Playoffs. And let's face it, in so many different ways, Penn State is in the top 20 in total offense and total defense, you know. And
we have to also recognize who they've played throughout the course of the season. This is going to be their most difficult matchup this upcoming Saturday afternoon, where super producer and host Ryan Hickey will be there. I don't think anybody is ignoring the fact that Penn State is going to make it into the college football playoff. But when you think about the top of the top of the top, people look at the talent on Ohio State and they'll take them. They will take them over Penn State.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and because of history, that's why.
Let's cut to the chase here, Lee.
Okay.
Out of everybody that's going to be competing for a national championship, the top of the top, you look at the Oregons of the world, the Bulldogs, Ohio State, Texas kind of fell off a little bit. You're picking Penn State over everybody to win.
Well, for right now, yeah.
Today is not the national championship. I'm asking you, come January, who do you think, who would you favor to win it all?
I would still have to say over, and I'm an SEC homer, I would still have to say Penn State because they've got the fifth hardest strength of schedule in the nation up to this point. Ohio State's got 16th, granted. The one who supposedly has the toughest is Georgia, but I don't think Carson Beck is everything that they think.
I think Penn State is as much
of no names that nobody's talking about, and I think they've got the best chance, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Lee, for calling up from Cincinnati. Hickey, what are your thoughts on what you just heard?
I like Lee's optimism a lot. I really do. I appreciate that he's in. I will say he's more in than I am. I feel confident about this weekend. I feel confident about a run. Run to the Final Four. Not a run to the national title yet.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. I just... A championship? I don't know about that. I mean, hey, let's take a listen. James Franklin, the head coach of Penn State, he says he has a lot of respect for the Ohio State, but now it's time to whoop their ass.
Obviously, a ton of respect of what they've been able to do for a long period of time under a number of different coaches, and then obviously how they're playing again this year. You look at them statistically, they're playing really good football pretty much across the board.
Man, you want to talk about pressure, and of course he didn't say anything about whooping their ass. What type of college coach would say such a thing? I could think of a few. But anyway, this is why nobody looks at Penn State and goes, yeah, we're going to pick them for a national championship. James Franklin, this man has a 4-16 record against Michigan and Ohio State. Okay, we know Michigan is not worth a damn right now, but that's what it is. It's facts outside of this year. He has a 3-17 record against top 10 opponents and a 1-12 record against top 5 opponents. And so when you're asking me why I don't think that Penn State should be considered the overall favorite to win the championship, well, did you just hear what I said? Tell them to get over the hump first. At least Michigan is out the way. Beat Ohio State. And let's be real, Ryan Day, people look at him and just go, hey, man, it's been a few years since you went out there and you beat Michigan, okay? Ryan Day himself, 2-6, 4 losses in a row versus top 5 teams. Ohio State is 6-1 this year, just barely beat Nebraska. 1-3 versus Michigan, that's the game that really matters. And so you got two coaches here, but come on. Now, Ohio State is always going to have and feel the pressure. And now that Michigan is in a transition period, everybody's expecting Ryan Day to just run away with the world. And he said as much. He says, man, it's a huge game taking on Penn State. Listen to this.
You know, unbelievable opportunity right here. I mean, this is, you know, a chance to go to Indianapolis is on the line. And, you know, our guys are excited about playing in this game. You know, I think the defense got a lot of confidence coming off of last week, the way that they played, creating TFLs and winning the game in the fourth quarter. I thought they were flying around. And so, you know, if we can get the offense playing the way it has in the past, combined with the way we played on defense this past week, then, you know, that's what we're looking for in this game.
Oh, my God. Hickey, you hear that? Is that a stenographer or somebody? Who's that?
I think it's a lot of people typing.
A lot of people?
A lot of people. A lot of tweeting, maybe. That's what it is.
Yeah, I've seen that meme of Kermit the Frog on the typewriter, just arms and fingers just clicking everywhere. That's what
Flailing.
It sounds like. Yeah, just Kermit the Frog just bouncing away. Damn. Hickey, I got Ohio State winning. I know that's not what you want to see in person. I think they're going to win.
Okay. I wish I knew your track record of picks, so I hope, fingers crossed, you're wrong. That's what I'll say. I really hope that you are wrong come Saturday at about 3:30.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too. I got no problem being wrong. I hope I'm wrong for you, because I like you, Hickey. I hope I'm wrong.
Thanks, JR. You know, I appreciate that. That's very nice of you.
Yeah, I've been trying to be kind. I'm trying. That's a very backwards way to be kind, now, isn't it? Now that I think about it. 855-212-4227. Yes, 855-212-4227. I think Dave from Wisconsin. Hey, Dave, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show, Coast to Coast. What's up?
I think it's Gabe's.
Your name is Gabe?
Well, Gabe's is my nickname, but okay.
Okay, well, you're live on the radio now. We don't know you personally, so what's up?
I'm going to give you 3 points, and I'll make them quick.
Okay.
So. Yeah, I know. I don't. Okay, the NBA Hall of Fame for fans, they still hate it. Nicholson, Billy Crystal, and Spike Lee.
Okay, next point.
Okay, we'll get past that. Okay.
Yeah, next
point. Rodgers is going to go off tomorrow because I've seen it a million times.
Okay.
I'm telling you, he's in a dark place, but he's a little wanawaska, and he's going to go off. As far as Anthony Richardson, and Joe Flacco is a better quarterback. You know, it's, you know, the fans and coaches don't have patience anymore. It's the Packer way is, you know, Favre watched Don Majkowski. Rodgers watched Favre. Love watched Love watched Rodgers, and it works. Fans and coaches don't have the patience.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dave, for calling from Wisconsin. Appreciate you. I don't think that that is necessarily going to work for every team and every franchise, because not every team and every franchise, you got to have talent first. I think that's more important than just some guys sitting around and watching. You know what? Ironically, Brian Flores, Colts, Vikings, Brian Flores says, you know, he doesn't blame Anthony Richardson for taking a play off.
And I know there's been a lot of talk about the play where he came out, but did you watch the play? You know, I mean, guy throws a 300-pounder off him, he runs around. I thought it was an incredible play. I mean, our guy got tired watching him. But I think he's, you know, a very, very talented young player. He's a dangerous player.
Yeah, but you don't say it. That's the thing. You don't say it. Ask his locker room. Ask his locker room how they feel about it. Damn it, his own players, his own teammates kind of chastise him publicly. You don't want that. Not at all. And speaking of Anthony Richardson, we're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, it's time for a new top six list. We're going to look at the sixth biggest quarterback disappointments in the NFL this season. Is Anthony Richardson going to make the list? This guy just mentioned another guy. Like, how many quarterbacks have disappointed you this year? Who's the biggest disappointment in the NFL from the quarterback standpoint, playing the quarterback position? I'll tell you on the other side, a new top six quarterback disappointments. This is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.